I'm Clayton English.
And I'm Greg Glaude.
And this is a War on Drugs Quick Fix.
Hi, Clayton. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, man. How about yourself?
I'm good. How can I not be good when I'm with you in the studio and going to do another quick fix here from the War on Drugs?
Come on. Yeah. Let's do it. This is a funny one, though.
It is.
You know,
It's always nice to have a little bit of, brevity on the show.
A little bit. We gotta lighten the mood sometimes, but this was a good episode. I mean, of course, Eric Andre, we couldn't even contain all that in one episode. So, of course, we're going to have some spillover.
Yeah. We do some interviews, and it's very heavy. And, like, with him, it was just like, oh, can we just talk for another, hour? Like, do you got to go anywhere? He is that dude. I mean,
and he did have somewhere to be. So I really thank him for stopping through and making time for us. But, yeah.
Yeah, but, there was a lot of stuff that was left on the cutting room floor that we kind of wanted to make sure our listeners got to hear it. But we had a great conversation, kind of on drug-sniffing dogs, their reliability.
We got to stop acting like they dolphins. They not dolphins.
Exactly.
Now, if they were dolphins, if you got a drug-sniffing dolphin and he pushes the button, I got to go with that. I probably did have something in the car. But dogs is way too unreliable. I've seen them eat their own excrement. So it's no way.
That's a great point. Yeah, so we had a great conversation with Annie Hudson-Price and Eric about kind of drug-sniffing dogs, their reliability. And so we want to make sure you all got to hear that. A little bit of humor, a little bit of information. So here's your next quick fix.
All right, here we go. I heard they were hitting people with drug-sniffing dogs, but German Shepherds are so inbred now that they're only 20% effective.
Yeah.
I heard. I got beef with all the drug dogs. Period. I don't believe in them.
Drug dogs, there's...
They don't exist. I'm going to say it. You might not be able to say it.
But they're not.
If there were drug dogs, I would have adopted 12 of them bitches from the shelter, and I would just walk through neighborhoods and let them find drugs for me. If this is the case, they're only good for 2 hours out of the entire day to sniff.
Look, if you could have walked by someone who was smoking pot, and now you've got that, the smoke on your clothes, and that's what they're picking up on. Yeah. I mean, there's no, and they're inaccurate. A lot. Yeah.
Really?
A lot. So
drug-sniffing dogs are like a crock of shit.
More or less. Basically. Yeah, because the way they train it is essentially through, they want to please their owner and get food. And so there's an incentive for them to actually find these things. And so any inkling of it, it's like my dog, I have a treat and it's doing the shake thing, laying down, rolling. Yeah. It doesn't care what I'm saying. Yeah.
Right.
I don't know how widespread it is, but there are other examples of people doing a snap or something like that.
And the dog
will sit. Alerting
the dog to something, having some other signal to it.
Got me one time. They walk him around the trunk. They walk him around the car. He gets to the trunk. He taps on the trunk, and the dog jumps up there. Wow. And he's like, the dog alerted, telling me that his drugs in the car. I was like, wait a minute. And I tapped on the trunk. The dog jumped back up there. I was like, oh, he told me, no, it's not. You talk to dogs now? Yeah. You the only motherfucker. What dog doesn't do that?
I landed in Sydney, Australia. That flight is 24 hours or something, 25 hours, something insane. And I was in such a Benadryl daze that I saw the drug dog on the way in. And I was like, hey, buddy. And the cop was like, you're coming with me, mate. I was like, why did I? And somebody else in line was like, why did you pick the drug dog? I go, I don't know. I'm in a daze. And they searched every nook and cranny of my stuff. And I was doing a show. And the promoter was outside waiting for me for 2 hours. And they were they had a little forensics lab. And the lady's swiping my backpack. And she's such and such came up in your thing. I was like, what is that? And she's like, people use it to make drugs. I'm like, I'm not making drugs. She's like, it's also found in Alka-Seltzer. I'm like, yeah, because I have fucking Alka-Seltzer.
It's one of the other?
I have Alka-Seltzer in my bag. That's
the one. That's what it is.
It was such a nightmare. And it was I was like, you fucking drug-sniffing dogs. I pet it. It didn't even come after me. I came after the dumb dog.
I'm Greg Glaude.
And I'm Clayton English.
And this has been a War on Drugs Quick Fix. Thanks for listening.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.